I almost died countless times. I survived over and over again, and then I fought again. And I lost. And lost and lost and lost. And lost and lost and lost and lost and won! And lost and lost and lost and lost and lost and won! And lost and lost and lost and won and lost! And lost and won and lost and won! And won and won and won and won and won!
Any pain I go through, any suffering I endure, if it doesn't kill me, it'll make me stronger!
Weak, so I get a crappy nickname. I'm weak, so no one believes in me! I hate how worthless I am.
You're done, so give up. Stop now before you break, kid.
Give up? There was a time in my life when I might have given up, but that's all behind me now! Commoner, rat, disgrace, failure. Do you think I care if I fit in with you people? You better listen up, because I wasn't done talking! I'm gonna get results like no one has before! I'll do whatever it takes to become the Wizard King! And prove you wrong!
If it means winning, I don't mind destroying my old self! I'll be reborn again, as many times as it takes!
I'm just an ordinary guy, and I've reached my damn limit!
Your limit? Who decides what your limit is? Instead of overthinking your setbacks, just focus on moving forward.
How could I have forgotten? It's survival of the fittest in this world. This world filled with violence, deception, and betrayal. How could I? How?
I want strength!
What I need now is true strength, and I am not gonna give up until I get it!
So pathetic. All that talk about how ready you are and this is the best you could do. But I guess it's only your appearance that's changed. Dig deeper and you're still weak. E-rank Hunter Jinu-san. That's all you'll ever be. A dreamer who never learned his place.
Shut your mouth!
Not yet.
I'm not done! It's not over. I won't give up! Not yet. I'm still not giving up.
No.
I haven't lost yet!
My magic is never giving up!
I'll get stronger if it's the last thing I do.
But once every few months, when my confidence takes a nosedive and I'm wallowing in negativity, I think I'm nothing but average. And then I think, hey, Mr. Average, do you really have time to be hanging your head? If I keep trying until I can do it, then I can do it!
You really think you can save this little brat? That does sound like something a wannabe hero would say.
It's not a matter of whether or not I can do it! A hero's job is to risk his life! To turn his promises into a reality!
Why did you risk your life?
He's the greatest hero. And I want to be just like him. In order to do that, I have to be strong enough to become number one.
There was a moment when you actually said you gave up. Surrender is an outcome far worse than defeat. Wipe that smile off your face! Stopping Black, is that your only goal? You think it ends there? Think about the next threat in a year or 5 or 10. Or think about your pride! If Saiyan blood flows in your veins, if you're my son as you claim, then I won't tolerate you losing to anyone! You'll be the best, or you'll be nothing!
No matter what it takes, even if it means becoming a devil,
I have to push past my limits. If I can't get through this, then I'll never become the Wizard King. Right here. Right now. I'm going to push past my limits!
I'll prove it. Show them all. Show them? Prove what?
That even if you're poor, a commoner and an orphan, you can still become the Wizard King.
I hate myself more than anyone else. I always try to get my act together, but I just end up running away or cowering in fear. I'm pathetic. I want to change. I want to be a capable individual.
Don't ever give up!
Don't ever give up. Even if it's painful. Even if it's agonizing. Don't try to take the easy way out.
As your exam proctor, I recommend you drop out.
You can recommend whatever you want. But it's my call. Clinging to a dream at my age might be pathetic. Whatever anyone here thinks about me, I'm risking everything. This whole life I've built to chase my dreams again!
Don't take any unnecessary risks.
Sorry, Ichigo, but I'm pretty sure this one is necessary. Everyone here, every one of my comrades put their lives on the line. I won't be the only one trying to save his own skin.
Do you know what the process of forging a sword is? When making a sword, you hammer and hammer to get rid of impurities and anything else you don't need. The greater the purity of the blade, the more durable it becomes. Mastering even one is cause for celebration. If you can only do one thing, hone it to perfection. Work on refining it to its utmost potential. Zenitsu, perfect it. It's all right to cry, or go off by yourself. Just don't ever give up. Believe in yourself.
Look. Everyone talks about how they need motivation to get started. They want to feel that fire, that push, that perfect moment. Well, guess what? That fire isn't coming for you. You've been waiting on motivation like it's some kind of savior, like it's going to drag you out of bed, put on your shoes, and force you to get after it. But it won't. You want results? You want change? You don't wait on that. You don't even need it. I didn't become the strongest hero by some miracle of fate or talent. I wasn't born with special powers or destiny. I became who I am because I made a decision. Every single day. I showed up. I did the work. Even when it was boring. Even when it felt pointless. Even when nobody cared. I stayed on the path because I decided to. You think power comes from excitement? From feeling hyped? Nah. Power comes from consistency, from discipline, from showing up and doing the damn thing every single day. You've got to stop waiting for the perfect conditions. Stop waiting for people to understand. Stop waiting for validation, for someone to tell you it's your time. It's already your time. The second you decide that it is. You want to be strong? Good. Then suffer. You want to achieve something? Then stop whining about how hard it is and embrace the grind, the pain, the boredom, the frustration. It's all part of it. You learn to carry it, and you stop asking for shortcuts. Because here's the truth, there are none. The only way out is through, and that means you've got to be ready to run through walls every day, whether you feel like it or not. So ask yourself, are you serious about your goals, or are you just playing at them? If you're serious, then get up. Get to work. Don't wait on motivation. Let the discipline carry you where motivation never will. You'll find out real quick who you are when the hype fades and it's just you and the grind. When the world doesn't give a damn and you're left with nothing but sweat, soreness, and silence. That's when you'll know who you really are.
You're tired, aren't you? Not just tired of failing, tired of lying. Lying to yourself every night. Tomorrow I'll fix it. But tomorrow comes, and you're still the same person. Still stuck. Still ashamed. Let's cut the bullshit. No one is coming to save you. Not your mom. Not your future wife. Not God. You have to save you.
You want to know why your life hasn't changed? Because you haven't. You're waiting for a sign, for motivation, for someone to give you permission. Wake up. Motivation is a myth. Discipline is the truth. You think you're broken? Good. Broken things get rebuilt stronger. But first, you gotta pick up the damn tools.
Yeah. Change hurts. You know what hurts worse? Regret. Wasting years wondering, what if? While your family watches you settle for less. You think they deserve that version of you? The one who quit? The one who chose TikTok over progress? No. Your kids won't remember your excuses. They'll remember your absence, your weakness. Or they'll remember your comeback.
You're scared. I get it. You think if you try and fail, you'll prove everyone right. But here's the secret. You've already failed by not trying. That voice saying, you're a loser, it's not your enemy. It's your alarm clock. Hit snooze and you die slow. Hit the floor and you fight.
Look at where you are. Look at the world they've built around you. You see it, don't you? Every wall, every limit, it's there to keep you in line. But here's the thing. You're not here to be controlled. You're here to break everything in your way. Freedom, it's not handed to you on a silver platter. It's torn from the hands of those who think they own it. You want to change your fate? You fight for it.
You think power is something they'll just give you. It's earned through blood, sweat, and sheer will. They'll doubt you, call you weak, laugh at your ambition. Let them. Because they don't know what you're capable of. You don't even know yet. But when you push through, when you refuse to break, then you'll see. Then they'll see. You aren't just here to survive. You're here to dominate. You're here to destroy anyone who says otherwise.
The world doesn't bend to wishes or dreams. It bends to power. Raw, unyielding power. Every time you hesitate, someone stronger than you is taking what's yours. Stop waiting for permission. Stop asking for their approval. Power isn't given, it's taken by force. Your force. Become more than they ever thought you could be. And when you do, everything they fought to keep away from you will fall into your hands. This world was never meant to be fair. It's meant to be conquered.
You've been playing their game for too long. Hiding your power. Holding back because of what? Their rules? Their judgments? It's laughable. You're not like them. You never were. Deep down, you've always known it. You want power. Stop pretending to be something you're not. Let go. Let them fear you. Unleash every dark, ruthless part of yourself and take what's yours. There's no glory in being the hero. The real power comes when you embrace what you're truly capable of, without mercy.